The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Y'all, welcome to another edition of Sin City. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual. My boy Father Time. Time, what's happening?
What's crackin' like it, man?
Oh man, I'm loving that new intro, man. I'm loving that new intro. That's spitting that hot fire, man. You spitting that hot fire, man. That's the shit. Yeah. That's the shit. Wick, what's up with you, dog?
Was good. That shit was on fire, man. That shit was on fire, fellas.
Courtesy of your boy Father Time. Courtesy of your boy Father Time. That boy, hey, that's the Dr. Dre of the new millennium.
You know, the Po Dre. Just call me Po Dre.
Right.
I ain't rich, I'm the Po Dre.
So what's calculating, man? What's formulating tonight, man?
Man, I can't call it, man. Tied to the motherfucker, that's about it. Boston all on my trail. But what else is new?
Right.
You know what I mean? I ain't got no sports memory, even though the All-Star game on right now. Sacrificing. Sin City, I hope Sin City appreciate that. I'm missing the All-Star game, Sin City.
Oh, well, shit, you know that's what we do, man, right? We sacrifice just to keep this shit going.
I feel you. I'm loving the new picks up on the site.
Yeah, man, shit.
Oh, yeah, that shit was all right. SinCity.Spruce.com, y'all. SinCity.Spruce.com.
Better than Facebook.
Like Barbie doing her thing. I got to go back to the motherfucking Honey Ranch, don't I?
Yo, man, Honey Ranch, man. Like, boy, I'd take a trip to that mug.
The Honey Ranch is out of motherfucking control.
I think we're gonna jump off on the sexy picks, man. What's up? Talk to me.
Hey, man, I put it out there, man. We doing it one more game. Sexy pick contest, dog. I mean, we trying to see who gonna do what. I mean, hell. I mean, motherfuckers starting to send them in. I mean, they send them in randomly. So shit, I pick a fight. Boy, shit, you motherfuckers, y'all want to send them sexy pics in, send them in, you know what I'm saying, get them in. I ain't set a deadline date yet, but shit, get them in, y'all know we're going to give a prize to the winner, as usual.
All right, we got a new caller for the Sin City Radio Show. Caller, what's happening?
What's happening, bro?
What's happening with you?
What it do, man?
You're chilling, man. You're chilling. What's going on?
Chilling like a villa. What's going on with you, dog?
Nothing much. Just chilling, man. Sitting back, relaxing. That's about it. What y'all on for the night, man? What's the topic for the night, bro? I kind of missed the text message. I didn't get a chance to read.
Well, right now, before we jump into the topic, we might have some football going on, y'all. They close. Ain't nobody excited for an NFL season?
Yeah, it'd be boring as hell without no football.
It's close, man. They jumping it off.
They
ain't gonna have no basketball.
Basketball is done, man. They not even gonna play this year.
What?
You ain't heard?
Oh, I ain't heard, man.
Them motherfuckers a couple of $1 billion apart. Motherfuckers going to play overseas. Everybody's going overseas, man. Ain't going to be no season next year.
Wow. I mean, but now, honestly, if y'all contracted, can y'all really go play someplace else?
There ain't no contract. There's no season. There's no agreements in place. You can do whatever the hell you want to do right now.
So that means Kobe can go and play in Spain.
That's exactly what he's going to play.
Oh, that's what he said?
He already put it out there. So he going overseas. Pau Gasol going to play too. He going with Kobe. So yeah, ain't no contracts, man. Only thing they got to worry about is getting hurt. But,
you know, they
got insurance for all that shit.
All right, so what if one of them get hurt? I mean, I don't know you shit now, right?
Right. The team that he played for has the right to void his contract if he go overseas and get hurt. So they, you know, they all taking a chance, but they want a ball. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, the motherfuckers that want to win a ring, they're going to go over there and play so they can stay in shape. You know, the fake thug ain't going over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The ain't going over there. That's the fake thug.
Man, get off of KG, man. I'd have left this motherfucker, too.
I ain't talking about him leaving. I'm talking about his attitude since he hooked up with Boston. Now he's all hard.
He had an attitude, yeah.
Yeah, but he's, man... You know, fake ass thugs, man. That's all he is, man. Fuck
KG. Left Minnesota, man.
Ain't got nothing to do with it, man.
Yeah,
because
he left Minnesota, man.
How was he playing when he was in the show?
Okay, hold on.
He always been a beast, though.
Hold on, man. We got a caller then, man. Caller, what's happening?
Nothing much. Just listening to the... This is LaFonda.
What's your name?
LaFonda.
LaFonda?
Yes.
Okay, alright. Alright, we're going to give you a chance. We're going to give you a retake. You might want to change your name. Okay, one more time. Who is this man?
Fonda.
Fonda, okay. That's something I can spell. That's why I let you change your name so it's something I can spell.
Oh, wow. All you had to do was add an L.A. to the front,
right.
Well, I didn't understand what you said at first. I'm sorry.
I said LaFonda.
Okay, so how you doing, LaFonda?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, baby?
I'm good.
Okay, all right. Well, check this out. We're gonna jump. Well,
hold on, dog. We got a new caller in San Francisco. Caller, what's happening? What's your name?
I am not. I'm never new.
You calling from a different number?
Cause I was tricking y'all.
We don't know this damn number. What's happening,
Janine?
Nothing. Now, for everybody that don't know. We do have a video chat room and me and Janine had a hell of a conversation. We talked for like an hour and a half, y'all. Y'all missed it all. We just sat back and just kicked it like old friends. Am I lying, Janine?
Yes, you are correct.
We just chopped it up. We just had some fun with it. Y'all got to get in the chat room and join me and Janine. Because we're going to finish our conversation. Did you take my advice?
No, not yet.
There you go.
I can't do it.
You can't do it? All right, I'll tell you what.
I can't,
you get in the chat room tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get in the chat room. All right, we'll finish it up tonight in the chat room. We on something else right now.
Okay.
All right, kick it off, man. I gotta go make a move right quick, man.
All right, what's this up, y'all? Me and Tama, we was on here earlier, man, and we was wondering. Now, I came up with the concept. I want to know: can you have sex with someone without catching no type of feelings?
No, you can, but at some point, somebody gonna catch feelings.
So you do believe at some point. I mean, do you feel like if I had sex with you enough times, I'm falling in love with you, or I mean, what type of feelings are you talking? Because I mean, you can have sex and not fall in love, but I mean, I do believe that you at some point lust.
Fall in love with something, whether it be her. I want to use a certain word, but I'm not gonna use it. But
go ahead.
You
go ahead. Go ahead. Sin City, baby. You can say whatever you want.
If it's her pussy or his dick, you gonna fall in love with something.
Okay.
All
right.
I mean, you will either fall in love with her or you gonna fall in love. I mean, you don't want to fall in love with it, but if it's good enough, you gonna fall in love with it. Regardless, if you're doing it enough, you gonna fall in love with it.
All right, but can we chalk that up as maybe being lust or desire?
It might be lust and desire, but sometimes, I'm going to say this from experience. I've had just a sexual relationship, and I caught feelings, and maybe because I'm a female, but, I mean, I caught feelings. But it had been like 2 years of just straight sex.
Okay. I mean, all right, now, okay. All right, well, what about, all right, I understand now, probably, yeah, after 2 years, I mean, I'm pretty sure you did start feeling love. But I'm talking about on the, you know what I'm saying, just say you meet a motherfucker, y'all cool, y'all hit it off, you know, this, that, and other, y'all have sex. Sex is the bomb.
That's the only thing it's going to be. All
right, you fuck.
It's going to be just sex. That's the only thing I want.
Okay, so what if you fuck him for 2 weeks and he leave town? I mean, will you be like, okay, I'm in love with him?
No, I'm like, deuces, on to the next.
Right, so I mean, in other words, in the third place, it all depends on how long y'all go before you catch feelings.
Exactly. You can't catch feelings with nobody that you just met. Ain't no such thing as love at first sight. I don't care what nobody says.
I know some people that beg to differ. He went to go do something, but I'm pretty sure he'll.
I'm back.
I just don't believe in love at first sight because you don't know that person. Like, you got to get to know somebody. Like, seriously get to know them before you can say, oh, yeah, I'm in love with that person. Because if you decide to spend the rest of your life with this person, have a baby with this person, you're stuck with this person for the rest of your life.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, you stuck with that person for 18 years until your...
You stuck
with that person for life.
No, only 18 years. After that, you ain't got to deal with them no more. They've grown.
Yeah, that baby might be grown, but their parents that baby going to need both of their parents.
You still got weddings, all types of stuff going on.
Exactly. You still got college graduation.
But you ain't
got
to talk to them.
Doctor school, baby.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. If my daughter's graduating, me and her mama don't talk, why would we talk at her graduation? We don't talk anyway.
me and my son's father don't talk at all. Like, he got to go through my parents to talk to me because I can't stand him. He don't do nothing for my son. But I'm stuck with him for the next 18 years. And my son is old. And he don't do nothing for him. But I'm stuck with him until my son is grown. And like I told, I'm going to say this. I told him so many times, if you don't pay child support now, you're going to be paying it to me after he get grown.
Oh, that's some bullshit right there.
Yeah, but it's true, though. It's true.
No, it's true, but it's bullshit.
It's true, though. Why wait to pay child support when you pay it to yourself instead of paying it to the mama later?
Maybe he don't like her ass. I ain't saying you per se. I'm just saying maybe the father doesn't like the mama.
No, my son's father think that he should get some booty before he has to pay child support. Or come
ain't nothing wrong with that.
If you give me some booty, no. Just because I lost my virginity, you don't mean I have to stay with you. Don't mean you're the only person I'm going to sleep with.
Well, he had your virginity? So
yep.
You would sleep with him about any time, right?
He was my first. I was 21. That was 21.
Let me ask you a question, though. Okay, do you drink?
Nope.
You don't drink? Do you smoke?
Nope.
You don't do nothing?
I don't do nothing. If I go out to a club, I do not drink or smoke when I go out at all. I don't
do nothing.
All right.
Okay, let's say you up like 2 in the morning and you're watching a porno, right? He's the only motherfucker you know that's at home that you can call right now. Would you call him?
No.
You ain't gonna call him?
No.
And he got your virginity.
Don't bullshit me.
What happened?
I don't
know. No, I won't, just because.
So you saying your baby daddy can't never get no more, even though he was your very, very first.
He's cheating on me with my little sister. So you think he can get some more? No.
Okay, let's go down the line. My man, Mr. Charlie, you believe that?
What's up, bro?
Do you believe that her baby daddy can't get it no more? He was her first person she ever had sex with. You think
he can get it whenever he want? I mean, if she got it made up in her mind that she ain't gonna give it to him, then I guess not. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, it ain't no pretty sign, you know what I mean? People change in time, you know what I mean? You might be attracted to somebody 1 minute, and next minute you like fuck them, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, when did this motherfucker turn into Dr. Phil all of a sudden? I'm gonna be talking like he's Dr. Phil and shit. That's not the answer I expected from your ass.
True. Once you ask him, we're gonna
keep it moving. All right, wait, you believe it all?
I don't know what to say. I'm flabbergasted from Mr. Charlie. I'm in shock right now. Move on for a second.
Okay, Janine, let me ask you a question. Janine, you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember your first? You remember the guy that took your virginity?
Yes.
Can he get it now?
No.
If you ran across him? You just ran into him at the club.
I talked to him.
Oh, you still talk to him? But you wouldn't give him
friends. No, we've been friends.
Okay, all right, dog, let me ask you. Do you ever had a virgin before, man? You ever took somebody's virginity?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you can call her and get it again whenever you want?
I don't know, man. I mean, I ain't seen her since then.
Wow. Are you serious? You told him basically a one-night stand.
I mean, I've seen her in passing, like, you know, in past, but actually that conversation with, nah, I ain't saying it's wild.
Okay, you still got a number? Yeah, so you ain't got a number, none, right? If you had a number, you think you can call and she'd give you some? Like you being her very, very first?
Oh, man, I ain't got no problem. I can go back to all my exes. I ain't tripping on that. I'm just that kid.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm pretty sure she got something to say about that one. LaVon, Doc.
No, not really. Because, I mean, he told me too. Most people don't ever talk to their first ever again. That I got a connection with now for the rest of my life.
Well, see, she got a baby. See, now maybe if we had if I'd have got a pregnant or something, we would have had to deal with it.
Told me that you couldn't get pregnant the first time you had sex. Oh, I actually believe it's superstitious. Yeah, my parents didn't talk to me about sex. So, with that being said,
or did he
everything
just
that
let
I learned, I learned from friends.
All right, LaFonda.
Huh?
Let me ask you this. I mean, you said you had to learn that, you know, you had to learn that they didn't really talk to you about it, right?
You said I had to learn the what?
You had to learn it because did nobody tell you about it. You said your parents didn't talk to you about it.
No, I had a police officer as a daddy. He didn't talk to me about nothing except for just don't do it.
Oh, okay. So now I got to ask a question. How many times did you get got with that one saying, let me put the head in?
You know what? I only got by him because everybody else, I treated them like what they actually act like. If you came to me like you was a trick, that's what you got treated like.
Also,
yeah, I learned very quickly because my baby daddy taught me very well.
Oh, so you only got one time with the head.
I got by him.
let me ask you a question. You just said something that sparked something. Okay, what is a trick? What
if
do you consider a trick?
I tell any dude that if you start a relationship off by saying, oh, here goes some money and you ain't even got nothing from me, at all, like, you don't even know me from Adam and Eve, and the first thing you do is put some money in my hand and make yourself look good, you a trick.
Nigga might feel like you need some help, so he just help you out. I don't make him no trick.
No,
thank you.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Getting done right then.
Wait, wait, hold on. I'm sorry, LaFonda, I didn't mean to cut you off. But
niggas love their mind.
Wait a minute, shit, it's gonna start raining cows and everything else outside, ain't it? This wait a minute, Mr. Tight Pockets himself? Mr. I don't give a bitch shit?
I'm just speaking in general, you know what I mean, about, you know, some people I know, and you know what I mean, I know some people that, you know what I mean, if they see a female and they trying to get with her, I know she needs some help, they'll help her out, you know what I mean, I ain't saying I do that shit, but I'm just saying I know some people that do, I ain't saying I ain't never did it, but, you know.
It's the difference between helping a female out and actually tricking off your money.
I understand that. I understand what you're saying, LaFonda. But this coming from a guy who his opening line is when he meet a girl, his opening line is,
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your mother. You've got to believe in me. You've got to believe that everything I believe in you is for the best.
Oh, wow.
Hey, dude. Hey, Cass, he actually does that, man. I saw it.
Yeah.
I wish I had.
Wait a minute,
hold on, man. So you're saying, okay, if I walk up to you at the club, I buy you a couple of drinks, I'm a trick.
No.
Because I ain't got nothing from you, but I'm spending money on you, so that makes me a trick.
No. I had a dude walk up to me. I had a dude walk up to me just out of nowhere, did not know me, Adam from Eve, but everybody knew he was, like, he tricked off his money. He's like, I need you to be my eye candy. Are you serious? I was like, please tell me you are not serious. He was like, I need you to be my eye candy. I'm going to go to the Bulls game. Can you go with me? I'm going to buy your outfit, your shoes, everything. I'm going to put a little money in your pocket.
Still fucking with that nigga?
Hey, woo!
That's crazy as hell.
Man, you need to be my girl. We'll juice that nigga.
I ain't got. Alright, man. Now, hold on. Since we having this epiphany today, I mean, let me get back to Mr. Charlie.
No, she
ain't in a bitch. Okay. Alright, Mr. Charlie, let me ask you this.
What's that?
I'm going to switch gears on you. Alright, man. If you, okay, let's just say you met a girl, y'all talking, but you got an old lady, right?
Right.
And y'all talking, y'all kicking it as the night prevails. You know what I'm saying? You don't have sex with her, but let's just say she gave you a hand job. She jacked you off. Do you feel like you cheated on your old lady?
Do I feel like I cheated on her?
Yeah.
No, because I ain't got nothing.
I mean, old girl jacked you. Old girl jacked you. You don't feel like that's cheating.
No,
that
ain't
is cheating.
There's no penetration.
No, that is cheating. Regardless of, I don't care what it is. She put some part of her body on you.
What? I mean, that's cheating if you get a hug, then, if you say that.
Right.
I don't care. I believe it's cheating.
Yeah, I think it's cheating, too. I think I got cheated.
That's the Charlie I know.
Right.
I feel like this. Why she could have just gave a real thing. Why take the energy of getting a hand job when you could have just gave a real thing? I'm sorry. That's a waste of time.
Okay, let me ask a question right quick. Let me ask LaVonda a question. Okay, if you consider that cheating. Okay, let's say I got a woman, and I'm just thinking about having sex with another woman. Is that considered cheating?
No, it's mental cheating, but it's not really cheating. I can see if you actually went through with it, but I've told I'm sorry, baby. You're not pleasing me. So, with that being said, I didn't try to teach you. I'm going to go have sex with somebody else. I'm going to get myself off before I hurt your poor feelings.
Okay. Janine, what you think? Would you consider, would you say that he cheated on you?
Hell no. Because that's the case. I cheat every day.
Wow.
Wait a minute, what you tell him? You let the man jack get you off every day?
What'd you say?
You let a man get you off every day?
Look, oh, boy. That's all I'm saying. I don't consider that cheating.
Hey, I ain't knocking the hustle. I'm just asking the question.
Would you consider if your girl, if she never told you that you wouldn't get her off at all, if she used the dildo after y'all had sex, would you consider that cheating?
No.
No, that's not cheating. That's a blow to the motherfucking manhood.
Yeah, that's a blow to your manhood, but no, that ain't cheating.
I feel like I got a tag team partner.
Then
shit,
let's right. Sometimes I tell a man, because I tell a man in a heartbeat, you got a bigger dude. What the fuck we gonna do together?
Wait a minute, say that again.
I bitch about everybody.
Okay, y'all know how y'all got y'all little saying booty do. Well, we got this little saying called dicker do. It's gonna stick out more than your dick do.
Oh well, I wouldn't know nothing about that one.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I've never heard of that one.
I ain't never heard of that shit before.
That's because somebody pissed me off and told my girl in the club that she had a booty do, and I was like, "How you gonna talk when you got a nigga do?" So y'all should be great together.
Well, no,
what the fuck is a
love.
Booty do?
Huh?
Your stomach.
A That's the girl that your stomach stick out more than your booty do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
You know, man, my boy Father Time's out of time. I ain't up on that kind of shit, man.
Hey, dog.
You don't listen to Pusha at all, man.
Hey, bro. Okay,
I'm trying to give him the moderate time.
Right, when you don't understand something, just say, oh, man. Just say, oh, and shake your head. That's all.
Nah, man, I be wanting to know shit. I be wanting to know. Fuck that.
I'm going to start translating for you, man.
Right.
I'm going to get that E-40 dictionary then.
Yeah, I'll translate for you, dog.
Take me in a room, in a quiet room, and ask the question, man. We can't be having a cool ass web show and you don't know what the hell is going on.
You know he's still in the 60s,
say,
man.
I forgot he's still talking about brother and give me five.
9 o'clock. Who says it tonight?
You don't have to get him up today.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
Yeah, but goddamn, man. Well, check it out, man. Let's hit the song.
Let's go into a song, man. Let's jump into a song right quick, man. I'm going to hit y'all with some old school. This is for Janine and Vonda. Y'all enjoy this one.
Here's another one, and another one, from Lil' Kim, the Queen Bee. This lady's night, what? It must be Angie on the mic, the butterbee, honey, got the sugar, got the spice, roll the L tonight, keep the rhymes right, yo, I just raised this motherfucker up last night, and I'm the rookie on this all-star team, me and Kim is getting cream, like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome, never leave that Brooklyn shit alone, so if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip, pack some Cody Rhodey with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I've dismissed all you chicks. Fit from the fourth fifth, make it dance. Ow! I stay focused in the dope, like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and toast. I ain't lying. Nigga trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack, you jack. Sit there, send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck. What the fuck, bump Biggie in the truck, in the bus to my double bitches. Let me see you do the bank hand if you're rich. It's the rap, may rest the QB. And I got all my sisters a man.
Tonight for all the ladies, let's get high. like Patti LaBelle or somebody, nigga. Check it out. Oh, what a night. You should be like this instead of being like Mike. I like to ride ponies instead of riding bike. Me and Lil Tim got the rhymes to excite. I gotta catch the flight. Round three. Niggas can't see us from a left to a near. Niggas wanna see us.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Hey, check this out, y'all. We and my boy, we be sitting around, man. We be trying to figure out a way to get the show jumping. We be trying to get the website pumping, too. So we're going to try this one more game. We got the sexy pick contest. We're going to bring that back one more time. We're trying to see it. LaFonda.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Cash. Yeah. Time for to bring him and Mr. Charlie back in and shoot the frog.
Okay.
You said what? Hello?
Yeah, you still with us, LaFonda?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, now check this out. We got this contest we do. Like, you know, every so often we do this contest. It's a sexy picture contest. So now. It's a sexy picture contest.
Okay.
I mean, would you be game to be in it?
Sure.
I mean, now all you got to do is set you up a page on sincity.spruce.com. LaFonda, you still with me, baby?
Can anybody help me check that
I guess
she's doing a little bit of business right now. She got to kick some ass over there first.
All right. Jane, what about you? You entering this year?
Yes, I can enter.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. And check this out, y'all. We got a little thing going, man. And, I mean, because, you know, Sin City is something crazy. You know what I'm saying? Sin City is something crazy, and you know we off the chain on our page. You know, so check it out. For y'all pleasure and ours, me and Father Time, we decided we're going to go in the budget a little bit and do us a commercial. So we like y'all to listen to the commercial and let me know what y'all think about it. All right, here we go.
Wake your ass up. Wake your motherfucking ass up. Now.
What? Huh? What?
Oh, no, don't pretend like you sleeping, because I knew you wasn't sleeping. I know you know. I'm seeing this shit on Facebook. And you just told me this shit wasn't going to happen no more when it was on MySpace and then that fucking Twitter. Here we go again. My mama told me.
What the fuck you talking about?
My mama told me your ass
has
was
this ever happened to you? Have you ever been caught up by Facebook, Twitter, or even MySpace? Come to SinCity.Spruce.com, where you can get away with hollering at as many bitches as you want. Peace.
I don't even know that.
Bitches you was talking to, you finished talking to them, and we done. You gonna take care of your motherfucking ass now.
Talking to them, what?
Fuck this shit. Bye.
Fuck. Damn. My motherfucking laptop open. Fuck. Shit. Fucking Facebook. Damn. What y'all think about the commercial?
Because that is so true. That's how so many people get caught up.
Wait, what you think about the commercial, dog?
That shit was A1.
Janine, you like our commercial?
Yeah, I liked it.
What about you, LaFonda?
I like it. It was funny as hell.
What about Mr. Charlie? You like it?
Man, it looks like face down food. Wow. No, I'm all for that shit.
Oh, man. Hey, well, you know what I'm saying, man. Hey, if y'all got any ideas, anything y'all want us to do, anything like that, you know, inboxes, let us know. We down for anything new. Y'all know we like acting fool on here.
Do y'all do poetry contests and stuff like that? I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah, we got poetry on there, too.
You said what?
I said, yeah, we got poetry on there. I mean, hey, we got you put your pictures, your blog, videos, put poetry on there. I mean, you can do whatever you want. SinCity.com.
You like poetry?
I do poetry for a living.
You do?
I'm
okay,
also
check
a
this
nurse,
out.
But I do poetry for a living.
I'm gonna cue something up for you in about 10-15 minutes and tell me if you like it or not. It ain't me, but we try to get into a little poetry, a little spoken word on the city. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. We aim to please. Hey, if you need some sex, we deliver that too.
Oh.
what state you calling us from?
I'm calling from Indiana.
Oh, see, we got contacts down there. We take
okay,
care.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm about to move it to Georgia.
We take care. I'm just saying, if that's what you need, all you gotta do is say something.
Okay.
And I'm gonna talk about this thing for a while, just for a little while.
Hey, because I'm going to tell you right now.
For a while.
We will be knocking on your door asking you this question.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Oh, wow.
Get to the door real quick.
And after we done. Daddy,
fuck.
Say daddy.
Right.
You,
so after we deliver it all to you, LaFonda,
this is what
we gonna say.
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
That's what we do in the city. Ask and you shall receive. That's all I can say. And we got somebody that actually asked one night. Actually, we got somebody that actually called our show. Told us she was horny. She needs some right now.
Yeah.
And we made it happen for her. You can ask her. She on the show. You can ask her. Just say, are they lying? Just say, is he lying? LaFonda, say, is he lying? And she going to say, hell no. we playing, dog.
I guess she don't know. She must
I don't
know.
You're so cool.
Pussy.
That
all right, man, let's get back on topic, man. The original topic was,
Do
you have sex without catching feelings? Janine, can you have sex without catching feelings with somebody?
Yep.
You can?
Look who we talking to.
I'm just asking a question, brother. You don't wanna is that your final answer? You wanna add on to that yes? Or that no?
Okay.
Okay. LaFonda, can you have sex without catching feelings with somebody?
Yeah, you can. But like I said, if it's long term, then no, you cannot. Because somebody going to catch it. Regardless if you don't, the other person will catch it. So
you don't think two people can have sex for, let's say, 6 months without somebody catching feelings?
Somebody going to have something, even if they don't say, oh, yeah, I caught feelings.
Wow. Charlie,
somebody
you agree with
that?
You said what, bro?
Can you have sex with a woman for 6 months without catching no feelings?
I mean, shit, I can, but I can't say if she, you know what I'm saying, gonna feel the same, but I know I can, you know what I mean?
Okay, now, what do you do when she say, I'm starting to catch feelings for you? You leave her alone, or you be like, fuck it, control it? What you do?
It depends on what she's doing for you. You see what I'm saying? If she got something to go along with that sex, you know what I mean, that's beneficial towards you, then you keep doing it. But if not, then you got to cut off.
Kick that country ass to the cage.
Okay, well, LaFonda, what if the guy tell you, hey, I'm catching feelings, but you ain't really feeling them like that. You just like the sex. What do? You cut them off?
No, I just tell him, like, it's just not there. That's great, but that's about it.
But it's good sex to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell him. That's great, but as far as
so
you...
Oh, y'all can still have sex, but you like no
I'm
feelings, right?
Him, oh, your dick is a hero, but you are a zero, honey.
Damn!
Wow.
That was a good one. That was a good one. That's crucial. What about you, Wick? Can you hit something for 6 months without catching feelings?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, everybody keeps saying yeah, but I ain't believe none of y'all.
You say six what? Just fucking?
6 months, man. You got to feel something after 6 months.
Most people got to. That's the only thing that's good is the pussy.
I mean,
it's you can have a fucked up attitude.
And I got a bitch I've been fucking for years. I ain't got no feelings for her. I mean, so 6 months. I'm,
well, you're a different case, man.
What?
You're a different case. We're not even cooling you on this conversation. we already know your background. We already know. We know your past. You know what I mean? But we know you ain't catching no feelings.
I mean, you ain't gonna find the right one.
I'm just gonna say you gonna find the right one. They gonna put it on him and he gonna have feelings.
And I'm looking for her. Where she at?
Nah, hold on, y'all. Nah.
Maybe you say something that you might regret, man.
Hold up.
Now, what you say?
I said, don't make me say something that you might regret.
We dealing with Mr. Charlie. Last time, motherfucker told him that, hey, I'm in love. His conversation kind of went like this.
Hey, dog, you looking for love, man?
Am I looking for love? Probably when I get about 50, 55.
Don't say that, because you're going to be too old then.
Exactly. That's why I'm looking for some love.
I just feel like, hey, you don't know when you're going to fall in love. It happens without you knowing it.
Nah, shit, I'm quite sure. I know it. As soon as I see love coming, I'm ducking. Miss me with that shit. You dig?
So it's going to be like you running from the boys.
You know what I mean? Hey. What?
Today hey. I've heard the strangest things coming out of men's mouths.
Hey, baby, I'm going to tell you, when it comes to Charlie.
Things in a woman's mouth.
Hey, when it comes to Charlie love, Mr. Charlie be sounding like this when you hear love. Hey, Charlie be like, oh shit. Oh, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Right.
I don't know what
to say. Oh, that was good. I was just ready to play that motherfucker too.
And that's because when you fall in love with a female or whatever, you give them that control over your heart and your feelings, and You know what I'm saying? I never let a bitch get the upper hand on me, so that's why I keep my feelings to myself. You know what I mean?
Preach on, you brother. Preach on. Preach on.
You did.
Hey. Okay, Mr. Charlie, you tell him, brother.
Everybody, hey, this is Sin City. Everybody entitled to their opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
Dog, we play as role.
I feel like this. I've had a dude tell me he loved me, but I think it was after he got some, too.
I mean,
so I don't think he was in love with me. I think he was in love with my coochie.
I mean, the motherfucker can tell you he love you, but that don't, you know, necessarily mean shit. I done told a bitch I love her when she got a paycheck, you know, a couple times, you know what I mean? But I didn't actually really love her. I just love what she was going to do. You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like a dude should keep it real with me. I respect a dude more if you keep it real with me and just tell me, like, okay, this is what it is, and this is how it's going to be. And if you can't accept it, deuces.
That's what's up.
Okay, now, I'll die you on that. But now, let me ask you, because, I mean, with that being said, you ain't never, let's just say, used your pussy as a tool.
You said I ain't never had what?
I'm asking, have you ever used your pussy as a tool? Like, okay, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. All I gotta do is just fuck them.
This is my problem. I've never had a dude make me come. So with that being said, they don't really faze me.
Baby, I'm like, so sorry for you.
You sound like your pussy broke.
And you can come see Wick, and I'll make sure that happens for you.
I've never found dude who could do that. So. Come on.
So wait a minute, what you telling me, in all your adult life, I ain't going to ask how old you are. I know you women don't like...
I'm only 26.
26, okay. Let's say you've been fucking. You say you just started fucking when you were 21, right?
5 years, so she ain't busted a nut, man.
So 5 years,
you
ain't
know
busted
how backed up she is.
She ain't started fucking
yet. Man, that shit go come like a waterfall, boy.
I don't know if I have not met the right person or they just don't.
1-800 Wick. Satisfaction guaranteed or her money back.
No,
she got her first nuts in Sin City.
I can make myself do it all day, every day. Because, of course, a woman knows what she wants. But as far as a man, no, not at all.
Need a man.
Ooh,
with
that's a shine. That is a shine.
Yeah, you need a spirit man, young lady.
Oh, baby.
I'm so sorry, but you need a hug.
Right.
Man, I feel so bad for you. And we should take care of that.
So it's all phase me to take a time out from the dude because I'll be like, okay. Like, seriously. The dude that I did fall head over heels with, he did poetry, so of course I fell in love with his words.
Oh well. Let me tell you what you're gonna fall in love with fucking around here in San City.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
Fucking around with us.
Honey, satisfaction guarantee or your money back.
Wait. You can't keep saying money back, man. This is not a prostitute ring. You're going to get us shut down.
Oh, I'm fine.
Damn, man.
All right, man, look.
Get us shut down, dog.
Hey, I'm going to hit this poetry for him, man. Tell me if you like this, all right? I kind of like this. LaFonda?
I'm listening.
All right, Janine, you might like this one too. Y'all just check it out.
All right. I want to love like me thinking of you, thinking of me, thinking of you type love, or me telling my friends more than I've ever admitted to myself about how I feel about you type love, or hating how jealous you are, but loving how much you want me all to yourself type love, or seeing how your first name just sounds so good next to my last name, and shit, I wanted to see how far I could get without calling you, and I barely made it out of my garage. See, I want a love that makes me wait until she falls asleep and wonder if she's dreaming about us being in love type love, or who loves the other more, or what she's doing at this exact moment, or slow dancing in the middle of our apartment to the music of our hearts, closing my eyes and imagining how a love good could just hurt so much when she's not there, and shit, I love not knowing where this love is headed type love. And check this, I want to place those little post-it notes all around the house so she never forgets how much I love her type love, and not have enough ink in my pen to write all the insta love about her type love, and hope I make her feel as good as she makes me feel, and I want to deal with my friends making fun of me the way I made fun of them when they went through the same kind of love type love. Only difference is, this is one of those real love type loves. And just like in high school, I want to spend hours on the phone not saying shit, and then fall asleep, and then wake up with her right next to me, and smell her all up in my covers type love. And I want to try counting the ways I love her, then lose count in the middle just so I have to start all over again. And I want to celebrate one of those one-month anniversaries, even though they ain't really anniversaries, but doing it just because it makes a happy type love. And check this. I want to fall in love with the melody the phone plays when I'm numbers dialed into a type love, then talk to you until I lose my breath. She leaves me breathless, but with the expanding of my lungs, I inhale all of her back into me. I want a love that makes me need to change my cell phone calling plan to something that allows me to talk to her longer, because in all honesty, I want to avoid one of them high cell phone bill type loves. And I want a love that makes me regret how small my hands are. I mean, the lines of my palms don't give me enough time to love you as long as I'd like to type love. And I want a love that makes me stutter just thinking about how strong this love is type love. And I want a love that makes me want to cut off all my hair. Well, maybe not all of the hair. Maybe like I cut the split ends and trim my mustache, but it would still be a symbol of how strong my love is for her. I kind of feel comfortable now, so I even be fantasizing about walking out on a green light just dying to get hit by a car, just so I could lose my memory, get transported to some third world country just to get treated and somehow meet up again with you so I can fall in love with you in a different language and see if it still feels the same type love. I want a love that's as unexplainable as she is, but I'm married, so she's going to be the one I share this love with.
Every Sunday waking up, catching gossip at its worst, couldn't see the difference in the Baptist and the Catholic Church, caught up in the rapture of the first chapter and second verse, if we all God's children, then what's the word of the Reverend Worth? Taught early that faith is blind, like justice when you face a time, if we all made in God's image, then that mean his face is mine. Wait. Or is that blasphemy? It's logical, it has to be. If I don't look like my father, then the way I live is bastardly. Naturally, that's confusion to a youngin' trying to follow Christ. Taught that if you don't know Jesus, then you lead a hollow life. Never question the fact that Jesus was a Jew and not a Christian, or that Christianity was made law by politicians. And who is King James? And why did he think that it was so vital to remove chapters and make his own version of the Bible? They say hell is underground, heaven is in the sky. They say that's where you go when you die, but how they know? I've been to many churches. I've quoted many verses. I dealt with my base self. I control my many urges. I used to study my lessons. That was a blessing, not a curse. I found out that heaven and hell exist right here on earth. Word. Studied with Rastafarians. Found out from the dress that hell is called Babylon, and that's where the crazy bullheads dwell. They got us thinking that Muslims like to make bombs, but real Muslims believe in paradise and resist the shaitan. So it all sounds the same to me. But when they say one's right and the other's wrong, it just sounds like gain to me. It's like God skipped past the church and came to me. No, that ain't vain to me. It's just a particular way that I came to see the difference between those that claim to be religious and those that say they're spiritual. And recognize that life is full of miracles. You can see the flow is divine. I glow when I rhyme because it coincides with a growing tide of those looking for God and know to go inside. Looking for absolution. Living in mass confusion. The gas-inducing psychopath created a last solution based on his interpretation of what the words are saying. Looking for God but ended up doing the work of Satan. Religion create division, make the Muslim hate the Christian, make the Christian hate the Jew, make up rules of faith that you condition to and gotta follow. God forbid you go to hell. But if you ever been to any ghetto, then you know well. Peace.
Give it up for my man, Salim Kweli.
Damn.
Did you like that?
Yeah, that was off the chain.
Pauly Khalid was jamming at the end.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Janine? Were you feeling that one?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay, good.
Love for me and love for you, love for me and love for you, love for me and love for you. Oh.
It was funny as hell, though, man. That motherfucker said,
he wanted to go to
like, I want to go to a street. He said, I want to get hit, go to a third world country and fall in love with you all over again in a different language. That's this shit right there.
Okay, now, with that being said, dog, please do not go to the club and try to use that as a line. Please don't. Please don't try to use that.
Craziest pick of line.
Oh, my God.
Sound like he was rehearsing over there.
Right. I know it, man. Hey, I know it. I know it. He done already put that in his repertoire already.
What y'all need to do is go to sincity.spruce.com, look at my blogs, and then talk to me.
I'm gonna have to some
ain't
of my
that right, good shit on Annie Janine. Yeah, Janine, no. My number one fan. What you said? No. No, but y'all, for real, y'all got to get on the site, man.
Yeah.
We got movies on that motherfucker, Transformers 3, Marine Lantern. You know what I'm saying? Anybody want to see Bad Teachers?
Oh, Martin, if you don't give it to me, yeah.
Anybody got a movie they want to see? I do requests, too.
So what? Get in the train. Come on.
All right, well, check this out, man. Like I said once before, we got to get the site jumping off. SinCity.Spruce.com. We got the sexy pics going on. We got, Black Barbie, I don't know if you're listening, but she's on that clowning. She got some stable. She got some stallions in her stable. They are not playing. I guess they trying to win this little contest.
And she raised the bar, y'all. Y'all got to come good as hell to fuck with them. Then we know you can fuck with them. we seen some of your shots.
Not a problem.
The pink one? Was it pink? Was that the color pink? What color was that dog?
Red.
The red?
Oh, the red. Well, yeah, that's the one I got taped to the bathroom above the toilet. I'm just saying, man.
Hey, check it out, bro. I think we got a request for the. We do got one request, man. Somebody actually want to hit a commercial again. All
right, let me cue it up, man. Dude.
So with that being said, y'all don't mind if we play the commercial one more time, do y'all?
No.
All right.
Here we go. One more time.
Wake your ass up. Wake your motherfucking ass up. Now.
What?
No. Don't pretend like you sleeping, because I knew you wasn't sleeping. I know you know. I'm sick of this shit on Facebook. You just told me this shit wasn't going to happen no more when it was on MySpace and then that fucking Twitter. Here we go again. My mama told me.
What the fuck you talking about?
My mama told me your ass
has
was
this ever happened to you? Have you ever been caught up by Facebook, Twitter, or even MySpace? Come to SinCity.Spruce.com, where you can get away with hollering at as many bitches as you want. Please.
I don't even know that.
Bitches you was talking to, you finished talking to them, and we done. They gonna take care of your motherfucking ass now.
Talking to them. Shit. Fuck. Goddamn. That's my motherfucking laptop open. Fuck. Shit. Fucking Facebook. Damn.
Okay. want to hear that shit no more, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, y'all stay tuned. We got a male version of that, too, now.
Oh, yeah. We
got
one
a male
for the
version, too.
We got one for the fellas. So, Mr. Charlie Wick, don't worry about it. We got one for the fellas.
Don't get caught up like that. It's like dudes always get caught first before a female does.
Well, it didn't have nothing to do with me being caught. I was smoking a couple blunts of Kush, drunk on a couple beers. I was on the laptop, but shit, that Kush just shit, had me so relaxed, I just fell asleep. You know? Had a rude awakening.
I wouldn't care if I had a man that had a face to face. I don't give a fuck who you talk to. Because at the end of the day, come home to me anyway. That's how I feel.
So hold on, LaFonda, what you saying? You don't care what I do, as long as I come home?
No, this is my saying. I tell any dude that I've ever talked to, if I don't see it with my own eyes, I don't believe it. And anything that's said on Facebook, most of the time, them bitches be on there talking like it ain't nothing. There's a fine line between fan, groupie, and twin.
Okay, now that's a good point. That's a good point. We got several people listening. If y'all want to join in on the conversation, push one. Because my man, Mr. Charlie, he's trying to explain what happened. You know what I'm saying? First of all, in my opinion, she might have saw something that she took the wrong way. It could have been something innocent. You know what I mean?
Actually, she was all in my messages. One of the messages was, you know, innocent. You know, a female told me she had a miscarriage, but it wasn't my baby. Not saying I never fucked her, but it wasn't my baby. You know what I mean? And, you know, a couple other messages, like when you come back over, a couple other messages, I'm going to come suck that pussy tonight. You know, just type of shit. Like, I mean, it wasn't no way around, you know, I couldn't lie. You know what I mean? So shit, it is what it is, you know what I mean? But at the same time, that all that extra shit she did wasn't nothing but promotion to me, because my shit been blowing up since she posted the little bullshit on my wall. I've been getting all type of hits. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, all right.
You know what I mean?
So, Mr.
Charlie, if you're online listening, you know, thanks for the promo.
He just sound like the devil when he laughing, don't he? He just sound like the devil laughing.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad you can have fun with it, dog. I'm glad
with it, man. Why not, man? I mean, if you got a stock full of pennies and one fall on the floor, you gonna be mad?
Okay, now I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up. It's something we need to clear.
Exactly.
Now, we got Wick on the phone. Now, you need to defend yourself, bruh.
Uh-oh.
With that like shit.
Oh, shit.
That was a fucking accident. I didn't read, I only read the end. That,
oh,
this goddamn
yeah.
City, like, this great big
yeah.
waiting to
they
get
bashing me. They bashing me on my page.
No, I did not read the whole thing. I read the end. And it sounded like something. I was just going on my phone thinking I'm going to be on the computer.
I said, my nigga got to be high drunk.
You know, plus, yeah, well, plus I was that good because I didn't read the whole thing. You know,
it's all gravy. It's
I must apologize,
gravy.
My nigga.
It's
you know
all gravy,
saying?
Man.
Plus, I ain't never think you would let somebody get your code and get in your shit.
Man, you know what I mean? Hey, that Kush man laid me down,
you,
man.
You getting fucked up in your old age.
I just feel like, because I had an ex. We stayed in two different cities. He stayed in Wisconsin. I stayed out in Indiana. We saw each other every once in a while. But I just felt like this. Why is you on my page, like, going through my messages? He saw, like, seriously, that I had been on a date with somebody else. And he was like, that's how you feel? You cheating on me for real? I was like, technically it's not cheating because I didn't kiss him. I went on a date.
Well, I
gave him a hug.
That's what you told him?
Yeah, I felt like it went cheating. You don't come and see me. I said, we don't have sex.
Wait a minute. LaFonda, you told me, wait a minute, he said you cheating on him and you said, no, I just went on a date. I ain't even kissed.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure what came next.
She.
But I didn't kiss him. Oh, trust me, I wanted to because he was gay. Oh, so many reasons to do it, but I didn't do it.
I'm glad you didn't do it. Cause this probably would have happened.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
When he found out about it.
Now, Ty, I'm pretty sure while she was telling him this, I'm pretty sure I know what he was thinking. I know he was ready to kill you.
No, technically, he was older than me because I ain't over 26. He was like 39, 40. Yeah, he was older than me and he was a preacher. Like,
a preacher, Like a real preacher?
Like a real preacher. And he had never been married before, so he, like, me and him had started dating. And
so wait a minute. I'm going to cut y'all, sweetheart. Let me make sure I understand this. This guy was a preacher. He ain't never been married.
Oh, I Googled the hell out of him.
So basically, once you found out he was a preacher that ain't never been married, this is what you was thinking.
We ain't never did nothing, ever. He believes in you should wait till you married before you do anything. You can't test. I feel like before you marry somebody, you need to test it out to make sure it works right. And it's not little. Because the first time I met him, I asked him to pull it out to make sure it was not little.
Whoa. You asked the preacher to pull his dick out.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Oh, blood. Damn. You asked a preacher to pull his dick out?
I've asked the last three boyfriends I had, let me see it.
What'd you show them?
I ain't have to show them nothing because I'm going to make sure you're not small because I'm not going to talk to you no more if you are.
Oh, no. Nah, hell no. Nah. I might want to know if you shaved or not.
Yeah, right. I said, that's nasty if you don't.
I'm just saying, you're going to have to show something.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I told my great personality.
What?
So I guess when the preacher whipped out his dick, this is what he told you.
I whip pussy.
Is that what he said?
No.
Did he do it? Did he do it?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he ain't no real preacher then.
Hey,
he don't do that shit.
He thought I was playing. He thought I was playing.
We didn't do that all the time.
Yeah, no preacher.
We do, but we don't claim to be preachers, though.
What?
Preacher's going to pray for you. Ask the preacher to pull his dick out. He's going to start praying for you. Lord, help this child. For she know not what she do.
Right.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
he did,
too.
So you telling me if a girl told you, like, you will have to wait until we get married before you even tap this at all, you will wait. You ain't going to even try to test out your product. Like, seriously, you ain't try to test it out nothing to find out if it's good or not. Because what if you get married and you feel like you've been selling to the damn equator?
Okay, I understand that. And I mean, and we all agree with you. But a preacher?
Okay.
God damn.
He a man too.
Yeah, but damn.
Hold on, man. We got somebody new to this show. I guess you want to chime in on the preacher. Caller, what's happening? Welcome to Sin City. Who this?
Hey, this is Selena. I was just trying to see what the topic was.
She said a preacher pulled his dick out.
dick out.
Hey, she asked the preacher to pull his dick out. He pulled his dick out. A preacher. A real preacher. This dude got a church and everything. A real preacher.
You'll be surprised what some preachers will do. You crazy as hell.
I mean, all right, I understand that. I understand that. But now, with that being said, can you really be like, can you really listen to him saying, oh, y'all shouldn't, and you shouldn't do this, or and you shouldn't do that? Man, you just pulled your dick out of
the car. Because I'd be like, shut your nasty ass up. Nope.
Right. Go back there. Shut
up. Right. Come on up. Sin.
Right.
Fuck
out of here. He did. Ain't like his congregation knew all our business. I asked the question. I was like, I just feel like this. I need to see because I've seen some dudes with some different dudes, and I need to see.
Ain't nobody fucking with the Reverend Lonnie Lovejoy. Fuck that.
That's crazy, man.
Hey, hold on.
If you would ask me that shit,
hey,
I
can't
was
believe
a pre-pastor
played around. Hey, Timer.
Yo.
Hey, I can see when he passed the collection plate around.
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
Wow.
Oh, shit. Y'all wrong with that.
Real live Reverend Duron around this motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
and not develop feelings for.
Yes.
Okay, let's say about a 6-month period.
Hell yes.
Hell yeah. Okay, let's say a goddamn year.
Yeah.
You think you can fuck a dude for a year and not catch feelings?
Yeah. That's what you call a booty cop.
Oh,
yeah.
Hold on, dog.
That's
kind
of true.
Hold on now, hold on. You do got to remember, we talking about the person that would not fuck the boyfriend, but would get a motherfucker on the side all the pussy in the world. You forgot who we talking
Hello.
About?
Hello. Oh, that's right.
Forgot.
Right.
There
right.
you go.
Right. You know, she won't get a boyfriend.
I'll be down the side. That's right.
Right. She
you don't
won't
forget
get a
shit. Hush.
You say
yeah,
what
I ain't
now?
Got nothing to say, because I was the one that was getting it.
Right, I agree with
you.
Motherfucker that wasn't getting it. You was the one that was getting it all. But she,
I agree with you 100%. Whatever you say, I agree.
But she
thanks for the flowers.
But she liked me more. She liked me for she sucking your dick. I still can't understand that concept. But
hey, dog,
come on. How the hell the show get pushed to me? That's
I don't know.
I mean,
you know what?
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
I'm sorry.
I don't
either. I'm sorry.
I agree with you
100%. It just made me so damn mad knowing I bought all that flowers and candy and he was fucking you. That's the part that just
I know, but thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, dog.
I thanked you, though.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So basically, this is what she's telling you.
What? whatever. That is not funny.
Well, what the fuck you laughing for?
Apologize.
What the fuck?
And I still laughing? Don't apologize.
You know what?
What? That ain't nice. Stop it, Cass.
This is going to be a damn problem here.
Dude, I'm living good right now, dog.
Y'all right. Just don't understand me.
She let me hit that shit whenever I want.
Right, and that's the part that gets me. This is what you hear all day.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, shut your ass up. You silly.
Right.
Okay, okay.
No. I'm outside. Okay. I'm outside knocking on the door. This is what I'm on the side of the door. Now, I'm knocking on the door.
That would never happen. That would never happen.
I'm still going, boy. I'm like that.
Right,
I'm
still going.
You know what? That ain't even fun.
Nuh-uh, it's still going.
But I'm getting up for in the midst of my neck.
I'm still knocking. Now I got my ear to the door.
Well, you know, when you put your ear to the door, this is what
you
do.
Ain't no player.
I'm not a player. I know what I like. I'm going to satisfy me before I satisfy anybody. Big vet.
On my Facebook page.
Big vet.
Now, after y'all finish doing all that, and when I'm sitting on the stand.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
You know what? Y'all silly as hell with that shit. It ain't even that deep. I ain't no sex fiend. I don't need it all the time. It's just shit. I may not be ready to fuck the dude. I'm like, Zach, you ain't shit. Go ahead, right here.
Hey, but all right, okay, I quit.
Thank you.
And the bad, wait a minute, I got one more. Now I'm sitting there. I'm sitting there in the jail cell looking all sad, and all I wanted.
Gave a lot of my life to the public.
Motherfucker!
I thought that was love. That's all I wanted. I'm sitting in the jail thinking Mary J. Blige right now.
Don't you talk to him like you're supposed to. Come on.
So what you going to jail for? That'll be dumb.
Well, no, let me take that back. I might not want to be singing that in the penitentiary.
Right. You better hit that NWA.
Right. I'm gonna hold up. I might not want to be playing that in the penitentiary. Okay.
You know you're wrong for that shit. Whatever.
I love you, baby. You know I love you.
Y'all making it out to be something else. So shut it up.
All right. I'm just joking with you, baby.
Hey, I'm cool with it.
I ain't tripping shit.
No, I'm just
fucking. I'm gonna do it anyway.
Dirty motherfucker.
That's what keep my heart in one piece.
Oh, okay. Well, check this out, y'all. We coming down to the end of the show. So, like we always do, much time. You got any last words for us, dog? Miss Charlie on this small chronic break.
Yeah, what's happening?
You got any last words for us, man?
No, man, I ain't got nothing to say, man.
Well, damn, motherfucker, you at least could have said good show.
Yeah, well, you already know that. I ain't got to tell you that. You already know it's a good show. I'm staying on here, you know what I mean, from beginning to end. You see what I'm saying?
I know.
Mr. Charlie, before you go, bro.
What's happening? Yeah.
All right, LaFonda.
Yes, sir.
You got any last words for us, baby?
I had fun tonight on my off night. So.
That's what's up. Now, you know we come back on same time tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be right. because I got to go to work.
Oh, well, right. Hey, well, tell your friends now. You can't tell your friends to call in. They'll tell you how crazy we act.
I am. I'm going to have to post it on my Facebook page.
That's what's up, baby. That's what's up.
And now, LaFonda, LaFonda, when I check Facebook, and if I don't see it...
You fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
That's silly.
All right, Selena, you had last words for us, baby.
I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. I'm going to try to catch the show tomorrow.
Okay, okay. We ain't going to talk. We ain't going to even bring that up no more.
I don't care.
Girl, shut up.
I don't apologize. Good night, y'all.
Wick, any last words, dog?
Good show. Love you, ladies. Peace.
Well, that Wick determined to get some pussy off this show. He makes sure he tell y'all he loves y'all every week. I'm not bullshit. That nigga determined to get some motherfucking pussy on this show. Janine, any last words for us, baby?
Had a good time. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
Okay, okay, okay. Dog,
what?
Nah, I ain't say nothing, baby. I ain't say nothing. But you stay right there. Don't go nowhere, Janine, because I got something for you. Dog, you ain't last words.
Say what?
You ain't last words?
CityGossipRooms.com, man. What else can I say?
All right, hit us up, y'all. We in the chat room. Check this out. Hey, Janine, this used to be my song right here when it came out. I'm going to play it just for you because it don't look like... It look like you one of our loyals. You one of our loyals. So I'm going to dedicate this one to you tonight, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Trick a little. I know you love the way I work the middle. You look good in them high heels, girl. You're so good, we in our little world. Shopping sprees overseas, you and me on a private flight. Got a chance to be my wife if your ass act right. Gotta dance all night, girl. You want that ice? Everything's on me, yeah. I'm that type. Marble floors and these elevator doors. 16 bedrooms and all of them yours. Let's fuck all night, any position you like. Then coast by the coast, black Bentley Azor. I know sometimes a nigga might not make it home in it. No reception, low bars in and on. And I keep doing this cause you don't care. Material girl that I always be there. You ain't going nowhere. Shit stop when I'm down below. Shit, I'm on top when you hit that O. Now get that O, and what the fuck you came here for? Now move that body all around like a professional. Damn, shorty so flexible. We can do it on the highway, I'm talking about sex to go. Now how the fuck we get to Mexico? Yeah, I bought that house, but now you talk about leaving. You don't wanna do that, girl. Season, heard your girl told you I'm fucking up and that you need to get even. But all you need is me. You don't need them. You know the game, maintain and do your thing. And tell them bitches where about they own man. So when they start talking like that there, tell them bitches get the fuck out your ear. Cause you ain't going nowhere.